Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your very late, I'm very sorry edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Oh yeah, this Thursday's felt like a Monday, but I'm here. The tech news is here. It is February 26, 2015. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours. Whew, in around 5 minutes. Apple's in the doghouse. A federal jury in Texas has ordered Apple to pay $532 million for infringing three patents owned by SmartFlash. That's a Texas-based patent and licensing company. The jury down there in Taylor, Texas for SmartFlash determined that Apple uses SmartFlash's patents without permission for its iTunes software. SmartFlash was actually seeking damages of $852 million. Yeah, that's a lot. So much, in fact, Apple's lawyers went, whoa, that's too much, man. Apple is pretty pissed off about the decision, to say the least. In fact, Apple said that SmartFlash makes no products, they have no employees, they create no jobs. So they will be appealing the decision. You know, since this thing's happening down in Texas, this could turn into a gunfight before we know it. Hey, Outlook.com fans, have you enjoyed having Facebook and Google Chat right there with you? Well, sorry to say, it's a going bye-bye. Pretty soon, chats and Outlook.com are going to be all Skype. Can't imagine why. In fact, the company recently sent out an email notification to Outlook.com users letting them know about the change. Even though they're letting users know about the change, Microsoft isn't saying why they are changing. Microsoft says they will be ending Facebook chat and Outlook.com within the next couple of weeks. So if you're an Outlook.com fan, but not a Skype fan, I've got no answers for you. UK mobile carrier EE is about to launch one big super duper TV ad campaign for its new TV service. The new TV service, which is launching soon, will operate through a digital box and works pretty much like any other service would. Customers will be able to access live channels on Freeview, record shows, and stream different shows on multiple devices. Watch out for EETV's ad coming to a screen near you pretty soon. The ad's going to feature Kevin Bacon arriving with an EE box down by helicopter and then snuggling down in front of the TV with the Gogglebox stars. Oh, if that doesn't make you want to purchase the service, I don't know what will. Excuse me, I'm going to go vomit now. Motorola's got a new little phone coming out. The 4G-equipped Moto E is on sale today for only $149, pretty cheap. This is pretty much taking over where the 2014 Moto E left off. But the most notable improvement is that 4G connectivity. Other specs are going to include the 1.2 GHz quad-core processor, 4.5-inch display that's 960 by 540 pixels, nah, not the greatest. Got a 5-megapixel camera on the thing on the rear, woohoo! And a 2400 milliamp hour battery they say will last a full day. It will be launching in 50 countries starting today, including Latin America, North America, Europe, and Asia. And finally, when we think of, I don't know, Instagram, selfies, these kind of things, who do we think of the most? Probably the biggest narcissist of all of them, Kim Kardashian. Yeah, I'm talking about that Kim Kardashian, big booty Kim Kardashian. Apparently, she thinks that she needs to look so good on Instagram that the filters just aren't enough for her. According to OK Magazine, Mrs. Kardashian is spending $100,000 to keep a professional photo retoucher on call just to make those perfect selfies for Instagram. I guess Kim used to have a friend that used to fix up photos, but that would just take too long. Oh my God. So she just wanted to hire a pro. Like, I ain't got time for this. I've got to, like, take a lot of photos of myself, okay? All right, now, let's don't forget, I guess taking selfies is part of the Kardashian business and brand, so maybe it makes a little sense. But I'm going to go with the latter one. When you're this rich, you just spend money on anything, won't you? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow, oh yeah, with your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. I can't wait. I know you can't wait too. Not for the show. I'm talking about Friday. Yeah. Until then, I hope you've had a good Thursday. I know we're a little bit late with the show, so I hope your Thursday is going well or has went well, wherever you're listening at in the world. I'll see you back here tomorrow, and thank you so much for listening.